Mr. Farnaby's Head by P.S. Gifford, as read by the real Mr. Farnaby. Mr. Stevie Farnaby is a likeable and congenial chap. He is the sort of man you cannot fail to have an immediate affinity for. Mr. Farnaby is kind, considerate, and generous beyond compare. In fact, he is perhaps the most unlikely character to have a nightmare. But indeed, a nightmare was precisely what he was experiencing as he lay in his resting place. He had gone to bed in the usual fashion after having sampled a really good couple of pints of ale and a rather tasty few slices of aged cheddar cheese and some old English pickle. Stevie always appreciated the finest things in life. Now, however, despite being sound asleep, he was still very much highly agitated. His eyelids were fluttering beyond control, and the debonair Mr. Farnaby was obviously experiencing extreme, radical, rapid eye movements that accompanies dream activity. His body was gently gyrating from side to side, and glistening droplets of sweat began to form on his troubled brow. Allow us to take a closer look. Let us slip into his mind and see exactly what he is experiencing. Are you feeling brave? Don't worry. I shall be right next to you. I have experience in such matters. Now, imagine yourself entering his dream state and concentrate with me. Concentrate hard on each and every word in front of you. Ah, yes. Our journey has begun. Here we are! That wasn't so bad now, was it? Where on earth are we? Oh, everybody asks that at first. Don't worry. As long as we can make it back to the front of the mind, we could still get out. It's a mystery to me how I began doing this. It just began happening when I was about 13. I somehow enter through the conscious, which then allows me to explore the unconscious. Yes, yes, I know it's weird, but all rather exciting too, don't you think? Wow, what a place! All these different rooms you can see are parts of Mr. Farnaby's mind. See that room over there with the angelic glow about it? That's where he keeps the memories of when his children were born and his wedding day, the happiest times of his life. He visits that room often. Hear that? That is where he keeps his musical talent. Great beat to it, huh? Here's one of my favourite rooms, childhood memories. Can you smell those cookies baking? Delicious. We are getting sidetracked, alas. Where we want to go is into where his nightmare is occurring. You see, I need to find the source and destroy it. If we are successful, you see, he will no longer have the nightmares. I regard it as my personal crusade. Ah, yes. Just over this way, I can hear the screaming. Here we are. Just through here. A little bit further. Are you still with me? Good. I thought I'd lost you for a moment. I'm going to need your help, I suspect. That is why I invited you. It is just through this gate. Here, give me a hand. Thanks. Boy, that is one heavy gate. You can see he doesn't venture down here too often. This must be the cellar of his mind. Wow, this place is simply amazing. What a truly remarkable mind Mr. Farnaby has. He is without question one of the deepest thinkers I have ever encountered. This is creepy. I am surprised that Mr. Farnaby hides an area like this within him. I was expecting dark and dreary, yet this is beyond my wildest imagination. Be careful! He always seems so pleasant. Anyhow, we shall soon discover his deepest and darkest fears. Come on, let us go in a little further. I know it is kind of spooky in here, but you are quite right. Wait! Wasn't that some kind of movement over there? What on earth is that? Oh, God, it's running towards us. Wait! Wait! Don't! Please, what is happening? Oh, my goodness sake! Are you okay? It seems that we have stumbled on Mr. Farnaby's biggest fear. Spiders! Giant, bloody spiders! Most people's fears are relatively small, and I have had no trouble defeating them. But these monsters? Oh no, what's happening now? They appear to be wrapping us up in silk, and I can't seem to move! Please, please don't scream! We should not panic, as I am sure I can get us out of this! I'm sure I can!
A few hours later, Stevie awoke restless and with a terrible throbbing headache.
Ah! Yuck! Too much beer last night.
God, are you all right, darling?
Yes, honey. I guess so. But boy, what a terrible dream I experienced last night. I never did like those horrid eight-legged things. Ever since I was a little nipper and a gigantic daddy long legs swiftly ran across my cheek. I was too scared even to move. All I could do was watch on helpless. I've been terrified of spiders ever since, sweetheart.
Aww. I'll bring you a nice cup of tea and an aspirin, love.
And with that, Mrs. Farnaby scurried downstairs, leaving Stevie alone. He decided to shrug off the uneasy feelings he was experiencing and to get on with the mundane bathroom routine of his day. But just as he began to brush his teeth, a rather peculiar thing happened. He was looking at his weary reflection in the mirror and was convinced that he could hear tiny, agonizing screams coming from deep inside his own head.
And that was Mr. Farnaby's Head by P.S. Gifford. Read by Stevie Farnaby. Additional voices by Mandy Farnaby. This has been mixed and produced for BrokenSeaAudio.com by Paul Mannering. www.brokensea.com